welcome back to another exciting episode of the Extra Features Podcast. Today we have something different we've never done. We have the organizer of the Deep in Heart of Texas Film Festival. Samuel Thomas is here. He's going to tell us everything all about it. And he's going to enlighten us of what's going on, because it's coming up, so you better get in there quickly. Samuel, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
So, how did you get involved? Like, are you the originator, creator? What do you do for this?
Sure thing. Well, so I'm actually a part of a duo. I met Lewis Hunter in film school. And this was blah, 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 blah years ago. right? So we met in film school, and we actually did our kind of our final film project together. He was the producer on it. I was the director. And we just really clicked and connected creatively, and also just became friends from that. And then, of course, you know, we both, after film school, kind of go our separate ways. He's helping his wife get through college. She's actually a professor at Baylor now. And I'm moving on my way, and we still keep in touch. And then we find ourselves in proximity again, about a decade after that, and said, hey, you know, let's start making films again. And so we did. We started to make these short films. We started simple with the 48-hour type film projects, you know, where you kind of get in and get out, get some creative juices flowing. And that worked out. And then we were like, you know, we need to actually start making something that's a little bit higher quality, something we can put on the film festival circuit. And so we did. We spent some time, made some more quality stuff, started getting accepted into film festivals, and went and actually did that whole film fest tourism thing that a lot of, you know, short filmmakers will do to when they know they're going to get their, you know, their stuff in a great festival that's in a location they want to travel to and enjoy. And with all that, we had more fun than we thought we were going to have. And then, you know, Lewis is based in Waco, and we're driving around Waco, and he's like, hey, I got this weird idea. Tell me I'm crazy. He showed me, there's this beautiful, theater in Waco. At the time, it was just over 100 years old. And, he was like, this theater, it's been remodeled. And I think this would be a great venue, and Waco would be a great place for a film festival. And so we basically tipped over into the insanity of it and said, yeah, let's do this. And so we wanted to basically share our experience on the film festival circuit with filmmakers who would come to Waco. And that's kind of how that all popped in.
Okay, let's back this up. Is this your first time putting on this festival or no?
No. We're in our sixth year.
Okay. Things I need to know. So what have you learned over the first 5 years then?
Nobody should start a film festival unless they really have a passion for it. A film festival, it merges two different ideas, the film part and the festival part. You have to be kind of I want to be a host just naturally. You know, because we really want to bring our community together. We want to bring the community of our filmmakers together with the Waco community and just get them connected. And that's been our main goal from the start. So to put that all together, it's a lot. It's like half the year is focused on finding those quality films when they get submitted, going through the whole review process, the screening, choosing the ones that are good. And then the other half of the year is basically like party planning.
Let's go back to the party putting part.
Sure thing.
Do you even have time to party? I'm thinking you're putting on a festival, you're getting volunteers, you're getting your artists, you're getting your films on. Do you get to attend a party?
Oh, well, as like me personally?
Yes.
It's pretty much de rigueur. It's like, you know, yeah, you got to do it. And I will tell you, you know, I mean, I try to get my 8 hours of sleep every night. I'm very conscious about that, but man, during that week it just doesn't happen. And honestly, sometimes, you know, I get that post festival downturn that happens just from over exhausting myself, but it's totally worth it. It's just a nice 3-day party, and yeah, I'll show up to those parties myself, and then I'll show up early in the morning to the first block to get that rolling and stuff, you know. I don't want to use the word grind, but I mean, you know, it's like a party for 3 days straight.
No, it's a grind. You can totally have it. I would totally,
it's a grind I love.
Yeah.
Since I won't be attending your film festival in person this year, I will be attending my own festival I have to go to. I've been summoned to.
Totally.
It.
So,
it's a 3-day grind, guaranteed. I 100% agree. Because I'm that guy that goes to the parties till 3 a.m. So I totally know where you're coming from.
Exactly.
Now, how did you curate your catalog? I mean, obviously, a lot of it's submissions. Do you actually go out and get films saying, hey, I want your film?
So that's a very limited amount, but there are times where we're like, we have people we trust who say, hey, I know some people who've got this film that I think you should do. We'll definitely open up to that and see where that is. If we feel like some of our blocks are more like kind of mixtapes that have certain themes versus genres. Because a lot of people like, for instance, like my wife, when we met, she's like, I don't like documentaries. And it's like, it turns out, well, she does like documentaries. You just have to be good. Got documentaries. She's seen too many bad ones. So we try to stay away from genre, but we try to do themes and things that match. And sometimes we're like, oh, you know, this block, we kind of have a hole here that would really, you know, we really need a good film that could fit in there. So we'll go kind of ask around for that just to fill out the holds. But for the most part, everything comes in through submissions.
Okay. So even like your big film, like you have the villain from Buff, Janet Landau?
Juliet Landau. Yep.
Juliet Landau. Sorry. It's been a while since I've seen Buffy. Yeah. Now, does that film just get sent to you or did you go after that film?
So actually that was done. We had a filmmaker who had been with us the year prior, and she was just ranting and raving about our festival to Juliet Landau. And so that kind of did create a situation where she's like, you need to talk to them. You need to submit. And so that was something where we didn't reach out. We didn't know to, but a filmmaker who had such a great time at our festival was singing our praises, which is, you know, honestly, that's the best kind of marketing, right? And that's, she connected to us to her that way. And so that was kind of submitted to us, but it was submitted to us not necessarily through the normal channels, but it was like, hey, you know, you guys got to know each other, got to connect with each other. And we agreed, and it was great.
So when you're putting your catalog together, I mean, obviously you just told us, who makes the titles? Is it a joint decision? Is it yourself that makes the titles saying, you know, WTF category, lots of guts category? How do you decide on those, and do they change every year?
I'm going to give Lewis the most of the credit for this. Usually it's stuff that pops in his head, ideas that pop in his head. But during the actual process of choosing the films, we're also slotting them into thematically, you know, comparable blocks. And sometimes it just pops up. Usually, you know, one of us will do it or, you know, say, hey, this is kind of a, you know, this is kind of a, you know, the gory block or whatever. I mean, we have like a horror block and we have a family block, and that's the only two kind of genres, but we have all these other blocks. And sometimes even some of those, like the Let's Talk About Sex block we have coming up, you know, it's just stuff that pops in our head, and we try to be cute with it, try to think of something that would be kind of ear catching, but it doesn't, you know, usually Lewis does pop up with those. He's a great writer, very inventive. But it all kind of happens in the whole process of the actual programming session, which is this marathon session. We have it usually, if it doesn't take, you know, 18 hours across one day, it usually takes, you know, 24 hours across 2 days to kind of come back and refresh. But through all that is when we kind of create the essence of the program.
Now, my question is next, when you show your blocks, do people have to buy tickets for just one block or two blocks, or what do they get with a ticket?
Yeah. So we actually offer two things, or three things rather. So we have the individual ticket blocks. We also have our VIP passes, which will get you into everything. And that includes, you know, all of the film blocks, all of the panels, the educational panels we have, and they're industry educational panels. This is great for filmmakers and great for people who are interested in getting into filmmaking. And of course, all the parties and the awards show and the red carpet event. And that VIP pass also gets everybody, gets you the online experience as well. You get to have free access to the online experience through that VIP pass. So that's that. There's the single block ticket as well, which, you know, get you into a single film block or a single educational panel or such as that. But then we also have something we call basically a six pack. So it's essentially you get six tickets for the price of five. And you can use it where you buy that package and you can either have six of your friends go with you to one block, or you can go, you know, yourself to six blocks, or however you want to divvy that up. It's completely up to you. So those are kind of our designations of how things get worked out.
Okay. A few things to mention. What is a family block of films? What would that contain?
Yeah. Those are the ones we want to make sure that they're family friendly, basically that they are the ones that are more geared towards, you know, middle school below kind of stuff that a parent can take their kid to and know it's going to be safe viewing, and they're not going to have to worry about, you know, language or anything objectionable that they just don't want to subject their kids to. And so we keep that kind of as a Saturday matinee scenario, you know, try to keep that as far away from any objectionable block as possible, so that they don't, they don't feel like they're going to get anything they don't want to see. And they still have enjoyable films that are independent and with quality content.
Now, you did also bring up a Getting Into Film educational panel. Is that one big title, or is that two different things?
Really, I mean, that's kind of a general idea of our focus for those panels. So like one of the big panels we have this year is basically, if you're a short filmmaker, how do you make the most out of your short film? How do you make sure that once you've done it and you're going to the festival circuit, are you doing the right things to give it the life that it needs, that you don't feel like you've just, you know, wasted time and effort into something that only, you know, like a handful of people will see. So we're really talking about how to maximize the life of your film. And then also what's next? What's next for you? Did you want to take that short film? You want to turn it into a feature? How would you best go about doing that? How would you find even investors, or how would you talk to people about taking this idea that you had as a nugget for a short film? Maybe you intentionally knew you were going to take it to a feature eventually and you don't really know how to get there. Or maybe you did and everybody's like, I want to know more. I want to know about this character. I want to know more about the story. So you hadn't really thought about it till now. So this is a panel discussion where we have people from, you know, very variety of experiences talk about their experience in, you know, taking short films through the life and then, you know, creating it into a feature.
Now, my question is, when you're doing this, are you doing the modernization, or does the filmmaker do the modernization? And how do you choose what panels you're doing?
Sure. We choose panels just based off of stuff that kind of interests us, stuff that we see happening with what's going on in the film world, you know, right there. Because, I mean, you know as much as anybody how the film world has changed. I mean, 5 years ago, there was no such thing as short film distribution. And now you could submit your short film to Amazon Prime. You could submit your short film to Netflix, you know. And so it's a new world in that regard. As far as moderators, Lewis and I have so much that we're doing on the back end that we try to engage more people into doing that for us. And so we choose moderators, people we think who could be good at doing that. And, you know, so we have basically our social marketing guru who works with us for our own social marketing. She's going to she was a moderator on another panel. All right. This one is there's an actress that we know who does a good job, and she's connected to the Waco community. And so she's going to help moderate that panel. And mainly, you know, it's more the panelists that we're concerned about, getting the right people in there for the panelists. And then the moderator just is someone who's going to be good at facilitating discussion, moving along, making sure that people are getting the information they need.
This may be a strange question. Do you feel your film fest has made you more endearing to the Waco community?
You know, that's actually a good question. And I think it has, because we are trying, again, because of our focus of connecting two communities, the filmmakers and the local Waco community, we feel it has. And a big part of what we do is we want to make films accessible to everyone. We don't want it to be, oh, well, you know, you're just a highbrow arts major, and so this is going to interest you. Well, no, we want to make, for us, story is king. I mean, story drives everything we do. And so if it's just aesthetically pleasing, but the story is blah, then that doesn't mean it's going to get into our festival. It has to be something that engages from the heart. And, you know, that's kind of one of the reasons we ran with the whole Deep in the Heart idea, as yes, we are, you know, the heart of Texas. And yes, we're capitalizing on the whole, you know, Deep in the Heart motif, but heart is about whatever we do. And if it doesn't have heart, then it just doesn't want to be something we want to be involved with. And I think Waco's really responded to that.
Now, do you two have to agree when picking films? Because I presume it's just you two picking them.
It's not just us two.
Okay.
No, we actually have a programming panel. And that's probably one of the reasons why the programming session takes so long, is because, no, we don't have to agree. That generally, there's a consensus. But if someone's in the minority on something and they're fighting for it hard, then that is going to happen. That's going to basically outrule any other situation. We don't necessarily care about a consensus. What we care is someone to be passionate about a film. Because if in our programming situation, which is usually 4 to 5 people, but in our programming team, if one of them is really passionate about it, then that means to us that it represents a certain percentage of the community is going to be just as passionate about that film. And so we value that over a consensus, because you can have a lot of people agree that, you know, some kind of middle of the road film is good. Well, then you're just going to get middle of the road, you know, quality.
Now, how do you know if an audience liked the film? Obviously, you hear clapping things, but do you have a feedback thing that people, you ask for feedback at the end of the festival from your VIP? What kind of responses do you get, good and bad?
You know, we get it across the board, but we do. Every block, you can basically submit an audience kind of polling. It goes into our audience award. But it also lets us know, like, what films people really connected with and what films people didn't. And then we also have a survey that we always give for every person who comes to fill out, and also to give us feedback on, you know, on any of any sort that they want to give us. Yeah. So we're always trying to listen to the community, and not like we're necessarily going to be steered by that ship. But it does help us to say, okay, this is what our community, if we see like a general consensus happening through the comments, says, okay, this is what our community wants. And a good example of that is also in terms of, I'll say in terms of how many tickets get sold for a block, you know? So a good example of that is our horror block. For the first couple of years, we just kind of had one little horror block that we didn't really think was going to be a big draw in Waco, but it turns out there is a big contingency of people who love horror, who love the, you know, what we call the WTF block, or I think we're calling this year's the unexpected. And we saw that we were getting like a massive amount of tickets sold for those blocks compared to just another generic block. And so we realized, okay, well, let's lean into that. Let's start welcoming more horror films. Let's start, you know, making sure that they're definitely the quality we want, so that people aren't being disappointed when they're done. And so we've just leaned into that. So yeah, we try to listen to anyone who's given us feedback and make sure that, you know, it hits as kind of a consensus.
Let's go over some of the fun stuff. Merchandise. What merchandise are we going to see here?
Oh man. So this year, and this is we have an amazing collection of local artists who have made for us just a variety of cool stuff. Our theme this year is Waco is made for movies. And so we sort of combined the idea of sort of iconic movie figures with Waco landmarks. And so, you know, one of the things we have is we call it Generic Ape on the Alico building. And for those who don't know, Alico building is basically one of the tallest buildings in Waco. And, you know, for some people that may not be saying much, but it's definitely iconic. You can see it from anywhere in Waco. And so we have Generic Big Ape on top of the Alico. And we released that artwork. And I tell you, man, everyone was like, where can I get a poster of this? Where can I get a t-shirt of this? And so we definitely knew that that would be our t-shirt this year. And we have created posters as well. And the margins on the posters aren't that good comparatively, but we knew it was a great thing to do because people were asking for it. So we've definitely got t-shirts. We've got posters. They have the ape on the Alico. Some people say it looks like Hong Kong, King Kong. I'm not going to say that because I don't want to get sued. We got those. We've got stickers. We also have just a variety of other kind of iconic looks in the stickers. We have a kind of a noir couple in front of our theater venue. We have a very tall woman on top of our very iconic suspension bridge. Some people, it's like, think she's 50 foot tall as a woman. And, you know, and we've got also this big shark in the Brazos River. Kind of looks iconic to another shark people know and love. And so yeah, those are the artwork that we're putting out. And again, the big thing for us is that it's local artists who just do amazing work. And so we're happy to put that out as well and just to partner with them on that.
Now, the one thing we haven't addressed, what's your website?
Sure. Website is deepintheheartff.com. Deepintheheartff.com.
And that they can purchase in-person tickets there and purchase the virtual pass there?
Yep. Basically, you go in there. There's a menu bar at the top. It says tickets. Just follow that in, and that'll get you your pass to everything.
Now, are there certain films during the festival that you want to rewatch? I mean, maybe you've seen them too many times, and you want to sneak into with an audience just to see what the audience reaction is?
You're going to have to clarify that for me. Like certain films that maybe wouldn't have made it in?
And no. Like a film you love. Let's say this is the film you pushed the hardest for and say, this is the one. So you want to see if you were right.
I got you. That is interesting. I can't say this year that I've got one particular that I'm just, maybe I heard some pushback on that I was thinking, oh, I'm right on this. But it is interesting to see, you know, what kind of things do hit for people and what kind of things don't. Throughout the years, we've had that. We've had surprises. We've had films that we thought were going to just really pull in a crowd and didn't pull in the numbers we thought. And I'm talking like feature films at this point, because when you go to a shorts block, you can't really put it onto one film. But then we've had, you know, feature films pop through where you're not thinking people are going to really attack or attract to it. And they do. No, I can't give you like a specific, but it definitely is a thing where you're always kind of surprised once or twice throughout the festival.
That's what I wanted to hear. I have two quick things because I know we're running out of time. Sure. Swag bags. How does one get a swag bag?
Oh, get it. Well, become a VIP pass holder and you definitely get it. You get your hands on a swag bag.
Well, see, these are important things. Now,
exactly.
I do have a big question. Oh, being a big guy and liking to eat, what's a concession stand like? Is this a good concession stand, or I'm going to leave hungry?
So I can't speak to the concession stand at the venue per se. I think it changes every time. But what I will say is we are a downtown festival for Waco. We're positioned there on purpose. We want it to be walkable. And so there is a lot of great venues, restaurants around the area. In fact, right across the street from the Hippodrome is what's called Union Hall, which is kind of the idea. They took the idea of the mall, kind of the mall eating area. And they basically, the mall's not there, but it's just this beautiful collection of local restaurants that have a venue inside this air conditioned, setup in Union Hall. So you can go, you can get tacos from one spot. You can get salads from another. You can get, grilled chicken or fried chicken. You can get just a bunch of variety. Hamburgers are there. Coffee's there. So as far as like that, there's that. And then there's just, other great restaurants that are around the area. And that's, again, we're always trying to encourage people to get out and enjoy some of that local flavor. And the barbecue. I can't hype that enough.
Well, now I'm worried about not eating my popcorn. Maybe I should just go there first and come over.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, if there's anything I missed, please tell me now. I think I covered everything we're supposed to cover.
No, I think you got everything, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate the time.
This is your first time on my show. I have to ask you one question.
Go for it.
What is your favorite film?
Of all time. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I'm going to give you one that's, I have a lot of favorites, but I'll narrow it down to one that's really had a huge impact on me. This came out in 1993, directed by Peter Weir. It's called Fearless. It stars Jeff Bridges, Rosie Perez, Benicio del Toro is in it as well. It is a sleeper that a lot of people don't really know about. Every time I get a chance to share it with somebody, I do. And everyone at the end is always moved by it. So that would be one that just, yeah, to me is not appreciated enough.
Before I let you go, let's promote that website where people can get tickets virtually. And if you want to attend in person again.
Yeah, definitely. It is www.deepintheheartff.com. www.deepintheheartff.com.
And thank you for your time and have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, man.